Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth, where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversation. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, and all our listeners and subscribers. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I'm just thrilled to be here with you all and with you, Beth. I'm honored to be co-piloting this show with you. I don't know about you, but dang, I feel an just this energetic shift happening, and with that, some pretty intense swirling around. How about you? What are you experiencing?
Yes, the swirling. Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Happy day, everyone. Thanks, Kelly. Thank you, BBS. Was the mic live when the music came on and I said, it's a dance party?
Oh, dang, I didn't hear that. Shoot. It is a dance party.
It's a dance party. That's what we're inspired to, what we're inspired to talk about today and explore today is the theme for our show. We're calling today's show, The Adventure of Living in the Light. And that adventure of the swirling and the adventure of this experience of increasing contrast and our ability to keep building that muscle to keep returning to our hearts and building and growing and strengthening our light. So I'm really excited personally for today's conversation. I'm physically really tired. My check-in is going to be it's going to be a little bit long because it's leading into what we're talking about today. And I'm physically tired and everyone I know can resonate with this from a couple of the intrinsic 3D circumstances that I showed up for this week, which are part of the adventure, which we'll be exploring today, of living in the adventure of this world. And the awareness of the way our increasing ability to live in our hearts, and the way that let me just take a breath here.
You're doing great. I know, you've had a long couple days.
I've had a long week. I'm physically really tired. I actually called, we don't usually talk on the phone before, but I called Kelly this morning and said, I just need to give you a heads up that I'm physically really tired and I'm so happy. I just woke up feeling so happy and so blessed to be here now. And what I've been witnessing this week is the way we are all getting our light back, and the way that people are showing up with so much beauty and authenticity, and how easy it is for people, how much easier it's getting for people to feel that shift from moving from their heads to their hearts. And I know many of you listening are experiencing this. The adventure is, Kelly reminded me earlier this week of Kusing, we're watching the world fall apart. And the inspiration that we came for this opportunity and the way we're helping each other. So I already had a full amazing week of adventures. And then yesterday I had a full day of in-person sessions, and it just put me over the top with happiness and beauty of the way, the beauty of the way everyone is showing up, shifting to their hearts so much more easily. People can feel the light returning. When I invite people to their hearts, and people who don't have all the information that maybe some of us have who listen and who track Asha's incredible posts on forthepeople.space. If people don't have the background information, they might feel super confused. But what I'm finding is, as soon as I invite people to use their commands and move their energy and their consciousness into their hearts, and then I invite them to feel the truth that the light is returning, They just drop into peace energy so easily.
Mm.
And then people are able now, in a new way, in my experience, to understand the complexity of this liberation movement. When I say we are involved in a liberation movement, returning this world to light, and we are here to participate in that movement, and they feel it. And then I explain it's really complex and that our minds can't understand it. And it's okay that our human minds can't understand it. All we need to do is feel and show up wherever we are. That's where I am today. And I'm feeling happy and blessed and so encouraged about the encouraged by the increasing of the intensity of the contrast, because a hummingbird just flew up to the window. So our job is just to help each other keep getting back in our hearts. And that's where the adventure lies. So anyway, thank you, Kelly, and everyone for your patience with my long check-in.
I love it. I love it. I love the living in the light, the adventure of living in the light, and the feeling of it
Yeah.
is amazing. It's simple but not easy living in the now. And I've made the acronym Notice, Observe, Witness. And it's just a recalibrating to our true self, but all the while knowing all is well. Because I woke up this morning thinking, this seal pup analogy came into my heart. The seal pup is just, it just has a sense of adventure, a sense of wonderment, the wonderment of it all. It just popped in. It's like, we're just all seal pups. Can't we just be all seal pups? Let's just do that. So thank you for that check-in. I love
Beautiful.
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. How about you, Kelly? What's up for you? How do you want to, well, the seal, you started with the seal pup, so I love
Yeah.
that. That's that
Yeah.
natural sense of adventure of our spirit. Do you have a breadcrumb song for us today?
I just might have a breadcrumb song. Yes. This one, it was synchronistic from a beautiful friend of mine. She shared a song, a totally different song from this artist, and one that I love. And I just kind of went, oh, wow, I really love this artist. I can't believe I that he fell off my radar. So, and then I came across this song and it was boom. Wow. This says exactly what the theme of this song is. So, Beth, you shared some beautiful words from Osho on our last show that point us to the truth that can be found within ourselves. And I feel this breadcrumb song is from the beautiful voice. It's from the beautiful voice of Peter Cetera. And I feel these lyrics point us to that inner voice of truth. So the song is called One Clear Voice from Peter Cetera. And the lyrics go like this. The whole world is talking, drowning out my voice. How can I hear myself with all this noise? But all this confusion just disappears when I find a quiet place where I can hear one clear voice calling out for me to listen. One clear voice whispers words of wisdom. I close my eyes till I find what I've been missing. And if I'm very still, I will hear one clear voice. I'm always searching for which path to take. Sometimes I'm so afraid to make mistakes. Somewhere inside me, stronger than my fears, just like the sound of music to my ears, I hear one clear voice calling out for me to listen. One clear voice whispers words of wisdom. I close my eyes till I find what I've been missing. And if I'm very still, I will hear one clear voice. If I'm very still, I will hear one clear voice. And for me, that's my inner voice, my truth. So I was feeling into this song. Okay, I have a dog with me, so it's not my dog. So if you hear noises, that's what we're hearing. So the question I had to pose to everyone is, amidst everything that's going on, how often are you still enough to hear your inner voice with no distractions, no tech, just you in silence, in nature, perhaps? So that's what came up for me. I'm going to go grab that dog toy, and I'm going to ask you, Beth,
Beautiful.
does anything come up for you with those lyrics?
Yes, absolutely. The feeling of that one clear voice, and that was my experience also yesterday, connecting with these beautiful people, and the beauty of being in person with beautiful people who are also committed to growing, building their light. The noticing the difference between static and mind energy, and that feeling of knowingness of the voice of our spirit, which is most often without words. It's the one clear knowing, the knowingness. So I love that you found these words for us today, because it's always returning to that and the knowing that all is well. So thank you. Thank you
Yeah,
so
all is
much.
well. I love
All
those.
is
I love
well.
those words. All is well. No matter what's going on, the chaos, the intensity, all is well. Yeah. Thank you
All is
so
well.
much for that. Yeah. So, how is inspiration showing up for you with our show today, Beth?
Thank you. Well, people who listened last week may remember that I was excited at the end. I shared that I launched a new tarot workshop last Sunday, a couple weeks ago, on the Sunday, the day following our show, and I was excited to formally start sharing the Osho tarot deck as a way for people to go within and dialogue with their spirit, because that's what the cards were designed for. So I was feeling inspired to explore topics for today several days ago, so I decided to go to the cards, and I in my morning sit in on my couch, and I drew a couple of cards asking my spirit, our spirits, for a focus for the message. And I drew two cards, and the first card is called Inner Guidance, and that's the living in the light piece of remembering to go into our body and trusting our gut, bringing our spirit and the mind into connection with our inner knowingness. And the beauty of that and the freedom of that. And the second card was adventure. And so that's what I'd like to share just a little bit about now. And then we're going to drop into this topic of adventure more today. I'm just going to describe a little bit about the card. So, adventure, for people who are familiar with the structure of the cards, is called the page of rainbows, or the page of earth, or the page of discs. Princess of Discs, if you're familiar with the cards, what it represents is the beauty and the purity of living from the inner knowingness that with which we come into this world. We talked about inner guide last week, and the inspiration of returning to that connection of the guidance we come with as a child, and the power of our child. And the image of the card is this very young girl, like 2-year-old. She's walking on her strong legs. She's very young, and she's moving into a rainbow of light out of a forest on a trail. And the beauty of the power of the quality of adventure is the capacity for courage and trust to live from our inner knowing. And how much our spirits love every single step. I have the beauty of a baby in our family right now who's just learning to walk, and I get to see him every week. And the exhilaration of his body as he's walking, able to now walk all the way across the room when he wants to, that's the exhilaration for us of that adventure of life. And the Osho's words in this card It's not a simple thing. There's a great courage required to live an adventure because every step is unknown, and it's leaving the past behind and living in the beauty and power of the present moment. So, all the qualities of playfulness and humor and curiosity and innocence re also require trust in source, the courage of knowing that the light is here and that we're always guided. So that's the where this inspiration for me comes from, around adventure, and that every moment is filled with adventure. Do you have, I have something that I learned from Q, but I'm just wondering if you have anything you want to add to that.
I love life as an adventure. So for me, I just say get excited, but also listen for the call, like seek the light of the unknown. That's kind of where the secret sauce is. Just you got to seek it, and then the experience of joy shows up in every step when you do, but it's in the unknown, and that's uncomfortable. It's out of the comfort.
Yeah, absolutely. The willingness to step outside of our comfort zone, right? And the beauty that it's this beautiful young child who's the one who's the model for us, our leader, in following that wisdom is where the wisdom of how to be in a body in this world is. So one of my
You were
favorite,
muted or something.
I'm muted. You can't hear me?
I don't know. We didn't hear you for a few. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Maybe it was on my side. Go ahead.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you. So what one of the things I learned from Q early on, and then that he was helping us with in some of the conversations with him over this beautiful BBS station, is that every moment, our spirits create something new as long as we're with our spirit. So, if I personally don't like something that's happening, in every moment, I have the opportunity to up level and create something different. If I'm uncomfortable in any way, the more I can just pause and get my spirit back in me and use command language, show me what is bring me in my body. Help me now be in my body, the more I'm able to create any new outcome from any opportunity. And every circumstance, no matter how unexpected, is always an opportunity for my spirit. Just requires the habit of slowing down and remembering that I can create from the palette of whatever's happening right now, moment to moment. What do I prefer? So that's this capacity for adventure. And
As you say that, I'm feeling that right now because I know we're both kind of ex the show is kind of if it's feeling a little clunky because I've got a being in my house that's not in my house very ever hardly, and you're tired, and this is it.
yes,
This is where the rubber meets the
this is.
road, right?
Thank you. Yes, my what's how I'm really happy and quiet and calm this morning, and I'm having trouble finding words for my feelings because I have to use my brain a bit, and my brain
Yeah.
is on vacation this morning because it's integrating from all these amazing experiences yesterday. So thank you everyone for being patient. Yes, so the beauty of the sandbox that we're in, the beauty of whatever is in the moment, and just bringing so much love to it. This is what we're here for, and the capacity and quality to slow down and just feel, to slow down, to slow down. I woke up in the middle of the night, and was awake for a while, and I was having so much fun just saying to my spirit, command my spirit to be in my body all the way, pull my chakras in, shrink wrap my field, increase my life force energy, Heal and balance me now. Make me real now. Bring me into the new earth timeline now. And it didn't matter that I was really tired and would have preferred to be sleeping. I had so much fun just talking to my spirit and commanding to feel the reality of the new earth timeline here and now. So I guess that is the adventure, is being okay with whatever's happening and bringing all of our love into it, right?
Yeah, just be playful and know that all the possibilities are showing up right now. And all the listeners are just so loving and supportive and are just loving on us. I know it. I feel it. Yeah, it's great.
Yes. So, one of the stories I shared with Kelly this week, we learn from each other. And I'm a little bit not distracted today. I'm integrating today because I learned so much from the beautiful beings I worked with yesterday. And so one story I shared with Kelly this week really impacted me, and we wanted to offer this today because a couple of years ago I was working with a client who a friend and she had created her dream job using all these tools of command language and created her dream job. And she went to the first day of her job and she found out that they had completely misrepresented the job and it wasn't what she agreed to. In fact, some of the agreements were opposite. They misrepresented the job because they wanted her brilliance into this new startup that they were starting. And so we were working in an energy session a few days later and she had written to me and shared what was going on. And when we dropped in to the energy field of the session, and we asked her spirit to show us what her next steps were because she was so confused whether just to walk away. Her spirit was so freaking exhilarated. Her spirit was like, wow, we're stepping into the opposite of what we thought. And her spirit was so excited to see what she could create from that experience, and it impacted all of us who were playing together in an ongoing group then, and it still does to today. We learned so much from that, and so she just every day used command language before she left the house, to show up fully for what her opportunities were for that day, and to stay in peace energy, and it was incredible to witness how she was able to keep creating and witness the challenges and have them not affect her. And she built so much momentum in her life that is unfolding in incredible creative ways now. And she helped all of us. So that feeling of being able to get out of the mind, out of judgment, betrayal, fear, resistance, all the energies of mind energy, and just say to our spirits, what can I know about this moment? Show me what I need to know about this moment. And finding the thread of adventure, she totally turned that job on its head until she was done, which was a few months later. And that's the truth of every moment. Our spirits love challenge, and our spirits will show us when we're done with the circumstance, but they'll also show us how to rise up and use it for our own creation.
That's amazing. I love that story. There was a lot of synchronicity in that story, wasn't there? In that experience, I should say experience, not story.
Experience, yes, that's actually yes, it's an experience that this experience, one of the people I worked with yesterday is actually in that ongoing group of beautiful beings who still collaborate together. And in her, she referenced that experience because of a circumstance that she's up leveling in. And this beauty of feeling the experience as opposed to a timeline is part of what's important when we're talking about stories. It's the feeling of the experience versus a memory of a timeline. So I'm happy that you brought that up, Kelly, because everybody can feel into it. We're not activating any kind of timeline at all. It's a living energy that we are sharing with each other. So yes, and the synchronicities show up in creation. Every moment holds some new opportunity for creation. So how about you, Kelly? How about synchronicity for you?
Well, I recall this is kind of funny. I recall hearing folks call into Q and share their synchronicity experiences with him. And honestly, it kind of bummed me out because at that point, I wasn't experiencing any. At least I wasn't consciously aware that I was. Now I do. When I'm in peace energy, I notice and experience them all the time, and it's fun expecting them and watching them unfold. So I have a I call my experience, it's called a source correction versus course correction. I call it source correction. So last year, after my if you don't like your timeline, then change it conversation with Q, I took another big leap of faith and I decided to create a new timeline for myself that didn't include fear of not knowing, of not having enough money. So I just let go of my attachment to it and my worry around it, around money. And I just knew that, as Q says, all the people, all the resources will show up right on time, right on time. Keyword there is new. I knew. I just let go of the mental gymnastics of how, and I gave the keys and the wheel to my spirit, knowing that the perfect timeline would start to form. And so the synchronicity started showing up when I met a dear friend of mine for one of our favorite activities, which is to listen to local live music. And this particular night, I went there with literally no money. I had no money, none. And because I was on a new adventure into the no fear, no doubt zone, I was excited to just be present with her and listen to music and drink water. That was my that was what I intended to do. Now, since she's my dear friend, I knew she'd want to know about my situation, and knowing how synchronicities work, I also shared with her that I was looking for a part-time gig, not a quote real job per se, but something that I'd enjoy doing. And yeah, so without judgment, she bought me a glass of wine, she fed me, she held loving space, and said she'd keep her ears open for me. Well, the synchronicities literally began that next day. It was that next day, that next morning. My friend, she works at a chiropractic clinic that I go to, and she overheard a patient telling the doc that she had just lost her employee and was looking for just looking for someone ASAP. So of course, my friend told her she knew of just the right person. And the people that know me well know how perfect this opportunity is. So this gal has been doing commercial and residential indoor plant care in the area for over 40 years. So I was super excited, and I called her up, spoke with her that same day, and our connection was immediate. Not just immediate, it was special. There was something special about it. So now I'm getting, quote, paid to take care of beautiful living plant beings. But you know what? I don't see it as a job, though. I see it as I get to. It's an honor to help my new friend and to play with plants. It's a win-win for all of us. I don't focus on the exchange of dollar bills, because for me, love is the new currency. So when you're open to receiving it, love, source energy, it always shows up right on time. Makes you wonder how this radio show even happens, doesn't it? What I've learned about synchronicities is that they're found in the excitement of the moment, in and just being excited to go on an adventure into the unknown. And in this instance, I was excited to watch and observe, just witness how my spirit would meet the challenge and show me the wow of it all. I didn't need to know the how. I just knew, again, keyword knew, that it would work out. And I'm always shown the next step. I never could have created this outcome with my mind. It wasn't something I could have imagined. It was heart-centered, inspired action that did it. So I just allowed my spirit to have fun in creating the perfect timeline. And now my new motto is live more, be fearless. That's my new motto. Live more, be fearless. So yeah, the synchronistic process is just brilliant. And it's super cool. And I'm just so glad I chose to trust the process. Yeah. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
It's so much fun because really with the fun with a capital F, because
Yeah.
the ability for our spirit to create, that's the delight of being in this world when we learn how to play with our light, is we can never imagine what the next creation might be. And then we get to step into it and find what our preferences are in that. We're never trapped in any moment. And your story's so perfect because who could ever imagine that job, quote, day job
Yeah.
that enables you to buy groceries and go play with plants a couple times a week. Like, and how much fun it is. So it's a perfect
Yeah.
example. We can't imagine it, and that's that ability to let go and just be available. And one important thing you said that goes back to these principles around command language is that you said it out loud from your heart to a friend
Yes.
who you trusted that would hold space and not go into fear, and so that you could just speak with authority of your inspiration. And
Exactly.
that there's this piece of source energy and the light needing us to speak our creation into the field of what we're creating. So
Yeah.
you got to a place where you could speak with the resonance from your heart, and then look what happened.
Yeah, and I look at the other side of it too, is my friend, she needed help. I didn't know her. She said it out loud too. So sort the light just kind of brought it all together. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love that part. Yes, I love that. And then your lovely friend was the intermediary to receive, to
Exactly.
be the link between the two of you. And yes, it's just
It's beautiful.
so much fun. Yes. So this ability to trust the process, what you were talking about, just step to step, being able to trust every step and find our preference every step and be in the moment. And it's always important to acknowledge that and when we're exploring and sharing these principles, that it isn't always easy. This isn't always easy. And we're in this liberation movement on this planet, and we have so much support. And the challenges are also real. So the capacity we have to be present in the moment is part of this principle of adventure. And when I was reading Osho's text for the adventure card, the Page of Rainbows, he spoke of danger. And really what danger is the willingness to face our fear. Like, what did you say, Kelly? Be about being fearless. What did you say?
Oh, live more, be fearless.
Yes. So what he spoke of in this principle of adventure is our willingness to just take that step into the unknown. That's what danger is. And the more we build the habit of being willing to follow our guidance, follow our gut and know that we can create in the moment and experience in the moment, the more we're able to face the challenges that are present now in this really amazing process that we're all engaged in. So, dealing with the principle of danger happens on all levels, and our ability to build this habit and practice and muscle of facing the unexpected when it happens, dealing with the unexpected when it happens without going into fear is the other side of is the extension of being, oh my gosh, it's like out finding words. I can feel it. Can everyone just feel what I'm feeling?
Yeah.
The feeling,
I
the ability to feel in the
yeah.
moment what is possible, and that muscle and habit of shifting from fear as fast as we can back
Yeah.
into our heart. And so I just know because we talked a bunch this week, because there's so much amazing creation going on. And I know that you recently had an experience where you witnessed yourself being able to deal with the unexpected.
Oh yeah. Super fun. Don't we all love car problems? I recently had just a routine oil change, and after a few days I started to smell burning oil, and not unusual. I wasn't like, oh crap. So I checked in with the mechanic and was just told to drive 1,000 miles and just allow it to burn off. Well, that next week, I drove to one of my favorite hiking spots that has it's got a bumpy road to the trailhead. And when I parked, I saw smoke coming from under the hood. Definitely not normal, not good, when you see smoke coming from your engine. So I opened the hood and I saw that the oil cap was gone and oil had splashed everywhere. Talk about unexpected. But here's the thing. I knew at that moment that I had a choice point. So I took a breath, I went into my heart and asked myself, okay, hotshot, are you gonna go into fear and worry about how to deal with this now? Like whether you need to call for help, whether there's enough oil to drive, or if you're gonna blow up the engine, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Or are you gonna do what you came here to do, which is to enjoy yourself and connect with nature on this beautiful day? It was a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day. So, I chose to go on my hike. I chose to let the timeline play out. And as I walked away from my car, I just observed the physical sensations and the emotional intensity I was experiencing. My body was ramped up. My mind wanted to just clamp down on the situation and keep it right there in the forefront and deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. But once I had made that choice to go on my hike, I used command language to get back in my body and in peace energy, just knowing those sensations they would move through, they'd dissipate, and I knew I would enjoy my hike. So at that point, I just basically shifted into adventure mode. And I don't know if I'm at the point where I'm saying, bring on the challenges, but I've been kind of like, okay, cool. I held curiosity and wondered how it was all going to play out. And I started walking, knowing that all is well. All is well, that the perfect solution would show up. And I was excited to see how my spirit would put it all together. So the outcome is I had an amazing hike. I didn't think about the car until I got back to it. And when I did, I had a knowing about what to do about the situation. My spirit showed me that it was okay to drive the car to the auto parts store and buy an oil cap and go home. That's what I did. I called the mechanic the next day, and everything has been taken care of. It's all fine and well. So I guess just the bottom line is all the answers, all the details unfolded with ease, perfectly, without me going into fear or doubt or fix it now mode. because I allowed my spirit to have an adventure, to play with all the possibilities. So yeah, that was fun actually. That it could have not been fun, but I made it fun.
Yes. And also, you trust, you know the difference now between knowingness and thought information or
Yeah.
scenarios or scenarios. Because if when you were in your spirit in your knowingness, if it wasn't prudent to drive, you would have known that. Like it's
Right.
learning to trust that knowingness that it is okay that all is well to drive. And you created that outcome of the right situation, even like maybe it wouldn't have been okay to drive till you went for your hike and shifted and upleveled your creation.
Right.
It's really learning to trust our knowingness that all is well. I love the
All
story
is
so
well. Yeah,
much.
and just get back into your heart. That's the ticket. You got to get back into your heart center and let the mind energy dissipate. Let it will. I mean, it just goes away.
And even the can I share another part of the story I loved?
Oh yeah,
That
sure. Go ahead.
you didn't go into judgment or anger toward the mistake of the person who
Oh.
left the cap off, because that also is a scenario. You just cleared that. You just stayed neutral, like, okay, this happened. And that's the other thing that enables a new collaboration to unfold, because they have more goodwill to you now because you never went to them with anger. So
Right.
not only did no anger help you up level the outcome in the moment, it also up leveled your relationship with the beautiful people who take care of your car, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. And in the end, even though there was oil everywhere, there wasn't that much oil that splashed. It's so funny. Our minds can make so we can catastrophize so easily. And in the end, it wasn't that much oil. It was just, you're not supposed to have oil on your engine. So yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for helping me remember that.
Yes. Yeah. Allowing, enabling outcomes to unfold with ease. Is there anything else from that situation? Any other integrations you have over the last few days around all that?
No, I think it's just really, if I keep saying it, if I find myself getting pulled into a timeline that I don't prefer, I'm because of, like you're saying, because we build the habit, command language, getting into our heart, being here now, I'm able now to just pull out quicker and go, nope, I don't prefer that. That's not what I want to do. Or maybe I'll step in for a second and get out, but I drive the ship, not the timeline,
Yes.
if that makes sense.
Yes, that's beautiful. One of my synchronicities around this, from my being awake for a while in the night and feeling being in my spirit and feeling so happy about how we're helping each other and how we're actually how we are succeeding in this amazing mission. And I don't recommend this always, but I was inspired. I was feeling Asha's words, and my spirit said, "Open your phone." And I always have on in my phone, I always have a page from For the People.space that's bookmarked. And I just had the inspiration to open the page. And it is this beautiful post from October 5th called In the Field. And the synchronicity is it's about there's what came up on my screen was about truth and our ability to feel truth in the moment and the way the light is so inspired to work with this contrast to bring truth back. And then that another really beautiful principle that she expressed was the difference between memories in timelines and the energy field of a memory. And that light beings don't have memories. We do because we live in our mind, but it's super important to learn to feel the difference between an energy field that we can connect with, as opposed to a timeline. And what was one of the things I was so inspired about yesterday, because I experienced and witnessed people being able to tell the difference. And so you can feel the value of what you learned, and that's an energy. Let me just take a breath here. So the light is learning. Source light and light beings are learning from what we're experiencing here. And these experiences are really important. So there's times all of us know the difference when we share an experience and we feel inspiration, or we feel ourselves in our minds when we're sharing an experience. And it's important for us to be sharing our experiences of what is fueling us and what we're learning. And this beautiful post of in the field, she says that we're creating a library for the whole universe, that the creation lightship, source light, is storing our experiences, because it's going to be so important that other worlds learn what we learned without having to go through it, if that makes sense. So this ability to share our inspiration is really important. One of the intrinsics of my friend that I shared about her job and how she transformed a literal betrayal of an agreement into a win for her, was part of the intrinsic circumstance was she was her intention of finding a new job was to work from home and only go to work one day a week. And she found the startup, which gave her that permission. And it's a long commute, but she's fine doing it once or twice a week. And she got there on her first day and found out that she was required to go every day, do this long commute every day. And on her first response, she was horrified. And so when we dropped in, her spirit was so inspired to have this adventure. And what I am remembering now from that experience package is, she used her commute, and she would tell us the stories of all the things she was learning on her commute and the way she was using her commute to create her new life. And she literally did create a new life. She's doing her dream work now, her work, and she created it in large part out of those laboratories of a couple hours a day in the car. Because she chose to up-level that challenging situation. And her spirit showed her how to create a different outcome.
That is awesome. Yeah,
So,
that's the energy field that you're talking about,
yes,
right?
exactly.
You got to stay in the energy field.
Living in the energy frequency, living in a higher frequency foundation enables us to create in the moment. That's why our friend would say, and I still don't totally understand it, there's nothing outside your front door till you open it. There's nothing behind you till you look. This ability beyond what we can even understand to create this beautiful job of you taking care of plants, and how much fun it is, and how you can buy your groceries while you go have fun taking care of plants. Like we
Exactly.
can, this playground, really, even in the midst of all these challenges, this really is a beautiful playground. And we are creating moment to moment in our bodies. We're bringing the new earth in through ourselves.
I love that. That's what I feel into a lot. It's an honor to be here. It is a privilege to be here, to be alive in this time frame. This time and space is incredible. And then, not to be the Debbie Downer, but we are in a spiritual war. But that's why it's so important to continually use command language or however you do to increase your life force energy and know what peace energy feels like, because that feeling is the baseline to return to when challenges happen. And to get back into the heart space instead of the mind, it works every time, but it's the baseline that we're creating and expanding and increasing, and then it becomes, That's it. That's where we are. So yeah, I know we're going to have to wrap it up here, Beth. Anything else you want to say in conclusion of living in the light of adventure?
Yeah. Well, you said it beautifully just now. And what I want to say to add to that is the encouragement for all of us to be super patient with ourselves. Be super patient and super kind, because we need to love these bodies. These bodies are working so hard. I appreciate everyone, especially you, Kelly, being patient with me today. And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
To be patient and kind and loving with this amazing, messy, beautiful process we're all in. And all is well. To just slow down, go slow. If you're not sure what to do, everybody, slow down. Go slower.
Slower is
And
faster, gang. Slower
slower
is
is
faster.
faster. And just keep reminding yourself when you're tired that the light is winning. The light is winning, and we're doing it together.
We are doing it. Dang it. We are doing this, and it's been quite the ride. Just to kind of, we're gonna have to wrap it up. I just want to encourage everyone to check out the Truth Project show page at bbsradio.com/the Truth Project. That's where you can email us if you want to get a hold of us. You can email us at contact@truthproject.space. And just again, we'd love to hear from you. Any and all feedback, questions, topics of discussion, they're all welcome. So, and you'll also find all our show archives and links to some really great resources there. And if inspired, we invite you to subscribe to our show with our many, many thanks. So before we go, Beth, I want to ask you, what's brewing at the Alchemy School?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm one inspired update is that I'm developing and bringing the new Earth Tarot workshop that I talked about. I'm bringing it online, and it's going to start on March 15th. And I'll share more about all the details when we meet next week. If people go to thealchemyschool.com and are curious about checking it out, it'll be online by tomorrow. And there will be a 10% discount for all of our beautiful subscribers, anyone who feels inspired to check out Osho's work
Oh,
through this
yes. I,
beautiful,
it's
playful tarot.
yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful Osho. I love it. I've got the deck too. It's amazing. All right, everybody, we're gonna have to wrap it up here. We get to be back here on just 2 weeks on February 14th, y'all. That's an intrinsic day of something. Instead, we're gonna explore the theme of love and how to tell the difference between the love of source energy and the emotion of love. They're two
Yes.
different things, and how we can use those energies of love to heal. So yeah, that's going to be great. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, BBS. Anything else before we shine on here?
Beautiful, beautifulness to everyone. Remember, the light of truth always shines within.
Light of truth shines within. Good day, everybody.
Bye,
Good day.
everybody.
Bye.